Hello, the Gold Concept. This is Devin.
Hi, Devin. Is Brad there?
Brad is no longer associated with the store. It's been about 5 years.
Oh, okay. Maybe you can point me in the right direction. Is there someone else there, like the new owner, office manager, CFO that handles the business finances?
Well, I mean business finances with regards to what?
Is that you?
Me and my brother.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, my name's Olivia, and I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. And I know you're busy, Devin, so I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up. Our bank had mailed out a finance offer to you guys about two and a half weeks ago. And basically, it was based on the prior equipment financing you did with Alco back in April.
Yeah.
And so, based on that, we were able to pre-approve you for further equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. So, I just wanted to see, you know, what you guys have in the pipeline, if you guys need more equipment, need financing, need anything.
No, I mean, in all honesty, thankfully, we're pretty set up. I mean, mm-hmm. we're not going to finance any equipment anytime soon, and we're thankfully cash positive, so mm-hmm. that won't be an issue.
Okay, great. And then, I mean, if you don't mind me asking, are you happy with the deal that you got with Alco, or would you be interested in refinancing that if we could get you a better offer?
I mean, we're fairly happy with it. I could talk to my brother and see if he sees anything wrong with it, but, I mean, we went uh-huh. over it pretty well, and, I mean, for the most part, we're happy with it.
Okay. Do you know your rate by any chance off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head, I don't.
Okay, okay. Because we do have, like, a match or beat policy, so... We might be able to, if you guys do have any issues with it or just want to see if you can get a better payment option mm-hmm. for it, we could see if we could refinance that for you with something better.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, I'll talk to Aaron and see. He's the one that handles the majority of finances when it comes okay. down to actually paying bills and stuff like that.
Okay. And Aaron's your brother?
Yeah.
Okay, cool, cool. When did you guys took over the business 5 years ago, you said?
About 5 years ago, yeah. Our dad started it back in the 70s, and he finally decided he wanted to retire, so.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
how do you guys like it?
It has its ups and its downs, you know.
Oh, yeah.
There's pluses and minuses to having your own business, but for the most part, we're happy.
Okay, and you guys are in, like, San Luis Obispo, right?
Yes.
And then, do you guys just do, like, jewelry and design?
Yeah, for the most part.
Okay. Do you help design that?
Yeah, I do the majority, like anything that's done on CAD and some of the wax work and whatnot. And then my brother does most of the hand fabrication as far as if it starts in metal and ends in metal.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. How did you get into that?
I mean, did a little bit, like going through high school and stuff like that, and then took a while off, decided I didn't want to do jewelry, came back to it, and then just kind of taught myself how to do a bunch of stuff. My brother went to school for it, so between the two
oh,
of
wow.
us, figured it out.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So it sounds like business is going pretty well over there.
Yeah, thankfully it is going pretty well.
That's awesome. How are sales this year?
A little bit above last year. It's like, I mean, we've had solid growth for 5 years straight. Last year, there's been a bunch of construction next door and whatnot, so that's kind of held things up a little bit, but still positive, so.
Yeah, that's awesome. Are you guys doing anything differently from last year?
Not a ton. It's like, I mean, just concentrating kind of the things that do well for us.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. And do you guys do custom, too?
Yes.
Okay. So do most of your clients... buy stuff that's already, like, been pre-made, or it's just the custom designs?
It's split kind of evenly. We have designers that do stuff that we wouldn't do.
Okay.
So,
that's cool.
Yeah.
And then, is there, like, a busy time of the year for you? Like, I know Christmas is coming up. Does that make a difference?
Christmas would be the busiest time of year. Summertime, like, engagements and stuff like that. I mean, with jewelry, it's one of those things you can never really tell, but Christmas for sure.
Okay, and are you guys doing any kind of special marketing for that?
No, I mean, the majority of our marketing is both word of mouth, social media, and then donations. But we don't
really?
We don't do any print or anything like that anymore.
Oh, and what about digital?
Not a ton. It's like, I mean, anything, like we'll get social media stuff, but other than that, it's like not a whole lot. We've tried a little bit of everything and kind of see what works best, and what we've got now seems to work the best.
Okay, so kind of just more of like the word of mouth, a little bit of social.
Yeah, I mean, a lot more organic than anything else. It's like, I mean, everyone's so inundated with, you know, emails and stuff like that, they've kind of lost their luster, and so it's people have a tendency not to really pay attention to them a whole lot anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess
like
I guess
that.
I can see what you're saying. If you had access to capital, would you?
No. Okay. That has nothing to do with it.
Okay, so it's just that you just feel like they're inundated and there's so many just different jewelry.
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't reach people the way it's like, you know. I mean, how many emails do you get in the morning?
I get a lot.
Through every single one of them, it's like, no. You look for the ones that are important, and then, you know, any of the marketing ones, you kind of disregard, so.
Yeah, unless it's like a sale or something, or I'm like,
we don't really do sales, so doesn't apply.
What about, not even like Black Friday?
No.
Okay, nothing. That's cool. That's cool that you guys don't have to do that.
Yeah, I mean, if we have old inventory, we'll mark it down, but we don't do any sales per se.
Okay. And then, out of curiosity, with your customers, like their typical payment terms, do they pay for the pieces all up front, or do they have, like, payment plans?
Pay for it all up front, and we'll do layaway if need be, but we don't do any financing.
Oh, okay. I was just curious. So you sometimes do layaway. Is that often?
No, not very often, but it's available if we need to.
Okay, that makes sense. So do you think that you guys, based on like everything that you've been telling me, you guys kind of, it's like sticking to your marketing medium, not really looking into further marketing mediums, just because it's a lot of organic growth and you feel like it's kind of, people are just too inundated with traditional and digital marketing right now, correct?
For the most part.
Yeah, but it sounds like you guys are growing, right?
Yes.
Okay, so do you guys have any, like, current or upcoming opportunities to grow?
I mean, it's one of those things, if you take it as it comes, it's, you know, we're not going to grow faster than we need to. And so it's kind of as we do better, we grow. Mm-hmm. You know, if that needs to be put on hold for a little bit, then that's fine as well. I mean, it's a fairly small operation, and growth isn't our number one priority, so.
Is, like, your day-to-day operations a priority?
I mean, yeah, for the most part, day-to-day, quality control, things like that. It's like there's no use in growing for growth's sake.
Yeah, that makes sense. Are you guys everywhere or just in your area?
No, just here.
Okay, just there. And your jewelry is only, like, the custom things that you make is only offered there?
Yes.
Okay. That's kind of cool. So what would you say, like, are there, like, a lot of peers in your industry over there? And what makes you guys different?
I mean, a little bit of a niche. It's like our designs would be a little bit different than, I mean, I think there's 6 jewelry stores here. Most of them are kind of the traditional, you know, what you'd expect.
Yeah.
Does a lot of stuff. I mean, that would be the most part. We're probably a little bit more niche, kind of boutique than your typical store.
Yeah, I'm, like, looking at your designs, and they're definitely, like, I feel like more modern, different.
Yeah, different.
Mm-hmm. They're cool, though. It's definitely the type of aesthetic that I like. So I think that, is that what you would say would give you the advantage over your competitors?
Yeah, and I mean, and we're small. So, I mean, it's pretty easy. You know, you remember people's names and faces, so.
Oh, okay. And then, so do you ever, like, have any times where, like, you guys want to, you know, make more designs and things like that, and you just can't because you don't have the access to, like, the capital for the materials?
I mean, occasionally. It's one of those things. It's always a shell game of what's coming in and what's going out, but we haven't felt the need to take on any more debt to do that, so.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of machines did you guys, like, buy earlier this year for the business?
This year, I'm trying to think, like, the AIL, whatever the finance, it's a digital kiosk.
So,
the designers that we do, they do a system where they have a kind of a system of their rings, and so you can actually physically, like, they're open in the shop, they're kind of attached with a little lanyard, so you can try them on, and it coincides with, like, an iPad and a bunch of information, so.
Oh, that sounds so cool. So,
yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, what type of return on investment have you seen with that? Is it because people can just kind of try it on, they're, like, more likely to buy?
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of, it's less threatening. I mean, there's a fair amount of couples that just want to come in and look at stuff without really feeling like they're, you know, need to buy something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a kind of an easy way to start the conversation.
Oh, okay, then they don't feel like, you know, like the pressure of talking to someone. They can just kind of do their thing at the kiosk.
Yeah, if they want to, right? If they don't want to, that's fine as well.
Okay, actually, that's actually sounds like a really good way to bring them in.
Yeah, I mean, it's relatively new for us, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. So would you like could a new piece of equipment generate further revenue for you guys at this time?
Currently, I mean, there's not really anything we'd be looking into getting.
Okay. So nothing on your wish list.
No, not really.
If we could unlock like 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales, could you do anything with that at this moment? Marketing, inventory, larger projects, things like that.
Well, I mean, it kind of goes back to that same thing. It's like we don't feel like taking on any debt regardless. If we don't necessarily need to, it's like we're still on an upward trajectory, and I think part of that is staying, cash positive and not taking on debt to expand no matter what. It's like that's, you pick your battles. If we need something, we'll figure out a way to do it. Right now we don't need anything, so.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. What about like towards the end of the year? Are you familiar with Section 179 at all?
I don't think so.
It's just basically a way to kind of like offset your taxes by onboarding a piece of equipment.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so it typically like a business is like if you ever need something, it's kind of like you just wait till the end of the year, see where you're
Yeah,
at, and then
spend
see
it
if
on
that
that so
like
it shows that you're not making a profit.
basically, and that way it kind of helps offset it, and you get the equipment, and it kind of makes sense. So, have you guys
Yeah.
ever taken advantage of that at all?
I mean, way back, I think when we first took over, part of that, we ended up buying a laser welder, so that would have been part of that program.
Would you be interested in maybe like keeping your options open for this quarter if I kind of stayed in contact with you, just see if where you guys are at in case you do want to take advantage of 179?
I mean, you could always call. I don't know that we're looking for anything this year, but
Okay,
you
cool.
never
Well,
know.
I'll definitely like stay in contact with you. Do you guys have a bank that you're currently working with?
Yes.
Okay, if
Yeah,
you
I
don't
mean
mind me asking.
we do all of our stuff through a local bank.
Oh, okay, just a local bank out there.
Yeah.
Okay. How long have you been working with them?
Since we took over, so 5 years.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. So, what has your experience been like with them?
It's been really good.
Good. Do they satisfy like all of your business needs and wants?
Yes.
Do you have like a business loan or line of credit with them at all?
Not currently.
Okay. Are you guys interested in a line of credit now or down the line?
No, not really. Yeah, I mean
Okay.
it's one of those things. It's like, I mean, in all honesty, we're in a fairly good spot, so I mean, we're not really interested in anything like that.
Okay, so it sounds like right now you guys are just basically trying to stay out of debt, keep a positive cash flow, and just kind of see where things are at in the business before you take on any major equipment purchases or do anything with capital, just to see kind of how things are going, and if you had that project is when you would take something on.
Yes.
Okay, well, perfect. Well, Devin, it's been super great talking to you. If you don't talk to Aaron about, what kind of deal you got on that digital kiosk earlier this year, and if you guys aren't happy with it or looking to refinance that, definitely reach out to me. Do you have an email address so I can just send you my contact info so you have it on file?
Yeah, it's thegoldconcept@gmail.com.
TheGoldConcept@gmail.com. Perfect. I'll go ahead and send you an email here, and then if it's okay with you, I'll probably just check up on you a few times a year, just see how things are going.
Okay.
Okay, well, perfect. Thanks so much. Have a good one, okay?
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye.